God, morning, everyone. How are we doing this morning? I praise God for all of you that are on once again and joining us in prayer. As this morning, we will be praying for peace. And I just want to say good morning once again. You know, yesterday we had a little bit of difficulty. I thank you all for staying on the line with that. And, you know, sometimes we get really high in the spirit. Sometimes you hit the mute button, don't even know it, but we just keep on letting God be God. And I thank you for the praise reports that were coming in. And I pray that everyone had a chance to uplift a young person in their life yesterday and say some positive things. I know I even was speaking some things to my daughter, and she was looking at me like I'm crazy, like, Dad, what's wrong? I mean, you know. And it's all because I told somebody to say 10 things. I said 10 things, that's a lot. But it means that, you know, we got to go over and beyond what we're used to. So I want to praise God for that and praise God for the impact that it's going to make within our young people's lives. And thank you all. I hope you shared that with someone because we love our young people and want them to understand that love above most of all. So in saying that, I just want to say good morning to you. As I said, today we'll be praying for peace. And I believe Pastor Quinn is on the line. Good morning, Pastor Quinn.
God bless you, Pastor, and God bless you, people of God. So glad to be on the line once again with you this morning. To God be the glory for all the things that he has done. I look forward to today's discussion and impartation. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. So I don't hold you too much longer. I want to go straight into the Word of God. And as I said this morning, we are praying for peace. And in praying for peace, one of the things that really put this in my spirit was the fact that we walk around and we call ourselves believers and Christians, and the thing is we simply are not operating, all of us, I'm not saying everyone, but a lot of us are not operating in peace. But we want peace in our life, and Christ said that, you know, he'll give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. But what does it mean to have that peace? In Matthew 5:9, it says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." Now, I say that just like I said before. Blessed are the peacemakers, which simply is put is this. If you are going to be called a child of God, a son of God, a peacemaker is a person that brings peace. They bring peace with them. I was saying to someone, I said, I have a problem with all these reality shows and the drama and everything. But I'm like, if you're putting that in your spirit, how can and in your system, you can't help but to regurgitate that. So if you're putting all the angst and the drama in your body and your spirit and having all these things, then you can't help but to put out peace, not even meaning to. So we got to begin to watch what we're putting into ourselves so we can breathe out peace, so we can be called sons of God. And then we can be blessed. We speak of the blessings of God, but it can only happen by being a peacemaker. Matthew 11:28-30. It says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In other words, he's saying he's going to do everything to give you peace if you lay it upon him. For us to have peace, we got to begin to take those cares and those worries that we're dealing with, and we got to look at them and say, you know what, God? I can't do anything with it, but you can. And we give it unto him, and we let him have that. In John 14:27, he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." He gives you a peace, not because he's giving you it because he wants something in return for it. He's giving it out of love. But then he gives you a peace that he says you should not be troubled. And I know that when people are praying for financial breakthroughs and they're praying that, you know, the bill collectors will stop calling, they're praying that their children will get right, they're praying for their marriages, they're praying for their jobs, they're praying for peace on that. But he's saying if you come to him and you leave it with him, then he says you need not be worried about anything. You need not be worried about whether or not they're good. I was talking to someone about, they were saying about worried about their power being turned off. And we go and do crazy things because we're trying to get a bill paid. But understand something. If you give it to God, if it gets turned off, God has it. God can fix it. But we do certain things that create more stress in our life because we're not yielding to God. We do things in a hurry and quickly, spur of the moment. and we're not doing it out of peace and love, and then we wonder what's the problem, why are we having so much havoc later on down the road, because we did not give it to God. Sometimes God just wants to strengthen you and show you who he is. You know, we're used to him being, as we say, an on-time God, and he comes right before, but do you know that he can also come when you think it's too late, but he's trying to get in a long time with you to show you that, listen, he can do better. I'm gonna give you an example of that later on, but let me move on. In Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything. See, this is where I'm going. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Like I told you, be not anxious. I know what you need. God knows what you need. You know, I look at people and they go and they're getting this tax time, and a lot of people are going to try to get their tax refund, and they want to go to the person that's going to do it right now. I want an instant check right now. I want it right now. I want it right now. And they pay the extra money to get it right then and there. But the thing is, they make vital mistakes. They miss very important things because they're looking for the right now, and they don't have a person that if something comes down that can cover them. See, think about it. If you're working in the right now, and God is saying, wait, I want to make sure you look and analyze everything. I want you to see what I really want from you. I want you to marinate on what I'm teaching you, not just microwave it, but marinate on it so it will cook from the inside, so it will cook on the inside and saturate your spirit, and you'll have that full flavor of me. That's what God wants. Let's stop always being anxious about everything. Let's let God have his way, and then you'll see peace in your life. In Romans 14:17-19, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by man. So then let us pursue what makes peace and for the mutual upbuilding. See, everything goes back to Christ, and being accepted by God is being peaceful. This morning as we pray for peace, we're praying for peace in your life, and that you be a peacemaker. If there's someone in your life that you know that you're not bringing peace to, I can't say this enough. I'm speaking peace to you. But for you to have peace in your life, you must be a bearer of peace. You know, it even means if there's people that don't bring peace to you, you return it with peace. In Romans 5:1, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through Lord Jesus. Once again, justified by faith, we have peace with God. We must have that peace. Peace is the way we get into the kingdom. And then I put in here some very special living at a peace with others Bible verses. Mark 9:5, salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, how will you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. If you have not peace with one another, you are losing your savor. You're losing your purpose of saltiness. You're losing what God has called you to be. And how can you serve God with no peace? How can you draw men unto you if you're not peaceable? And I know people looking, well, I'm not trying to draw those people. Hey, listen, we're here to draw all men. And in that, you must have peace and you must bring peace. In Romans 12:17, repay no one evil for evil. This is what I'm trying to show you. But give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. Here, it says, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. That means if God, and if you're doing what's honorable in God, you're doing what's honorable in man. And the thing is, people will look at you like you're crazy. I have people always say, well, I'm supposed to be a doormat for people. Hear this, people, this morning, and take this with you. I preached a sermon, I told the people, being God's doormat. If you look at a doormat, the doormat, it says welcome. And we're to welcome people into the kingdom of God. But it's also there for you, for people, for when you walk into the place for someone to wipe their feet off on and for them to clean, help them, that doormat helps cleanse them on the outside for them to go on the inside. See, hear this. God wants us to help prepare people to come into the temple, into the kingdom of God, just to wipe off the excess stuff so when they get into the kingdom of God, he can deal with the internal stuff. So if God called, so if you're asking me, did God call you to be a doorman? Brothers and sisters, amen, yes, he did. We're to welcome people into the kingdom of God, and we're to help them get prepare them to come into the kingdom of God. And when they wipe off their things on us, they're getting off those things that don't belong and that's not a part of them that they picked up on their travel that we know we used to have. See, we're supposed to be able to shake it off, because what you do to the doorman, you shake it off, shake all that other stuff off. So don't get mad because you're helping people get things off of them that they picked up in their travel on their way to the kingdom, because we are the peacemakers and that's what we do. And we do that by loving them, welcoming them, and embracing them and giving them that peace. And it goes on 1 Corinthians 7:15, but if the unbelieving is unbelieving partner separate, let it be so in such cases that brother and sister is not enslaved. But God has called you to peace. God has called you to peace. Once again, you hear God called us to peace. We should be at peace. James 3:18, and the harvest is righteousness is sown in peace. But those who make peace. Once again, peace. And I'm closing with this. I want to hear these last few. In Isaiah 9:6, it says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Understand how a king rules his kingdom according to him. How can you say you're a part of a kingdom that is the kingdom of peace if you're not giving peace, if you're not working in peace? Romans 8:6, the set mind of flesh is death, but set upon the mind of the spirit is peace. Once again, if you're not living in peace, you're living in death. In Colossians 3:15, and the final, take this with you, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. One body of Christ, and the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Christ brought peace everywhere he went. I hear people say all the time, that was Christ. I'm not Christ. But we call ourselves Christians. We call ourselves in the way. We call ourselves believers. That means that you're striving to be like him. No longer do I want you to make the excuse of saying, I'm not Christ. I know you're not, but you're striving to be like him. And that means that you should walk in peace. Everything you do, walk in peace. Everywhere you go, bring forth peace. I just want you to charge you with that this morning. Bring peace with you. Stop bringing angst and drama. Peace. Don't even put that stuff in your spirit. Peace. Don't imitate that stuff. Peace. I don't care what somebody does to you. Love them and give them peace. Let us go to the throne. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you. First of all, say thank you, Father. Father, thank you for this word of peace, Father. Thank you for this word of peace, Father. We come to you because we realize that if we have no peace, we can have not you in our life. We cannot enter into the kingdom. Everything we do is in vain. Peace and love go hand in hand, Father. And we say we have love, but we have no peace, then we're deceiving ourselves, Father. Let us begin to go out, Father, and spread peace and be the peacemakers so that we may be able to walk under blessings. People talk about, well, you know, if you give money, you'll be blessed. No, if you have peace, you will be blessed. Your word says it. Your word says that blessed are the peacemakers. Not just having peace for ourselves, but peacemakers. Let us be the makers of peace, bringing peace towards other people, Father. Father, right now, I pray that people will see that you are Jehovah Shalom, Father. I pray that they will see that you are the Prince of Peace, Father. I pray right now peace over individuals that are having struggles in their marriages right now, Father. I pray for peace over our youth this morning, Father, as they go to school. I pray peace over that bully that wants to try to threaten someone. I seek peace into their life that they don't do that right now, Father. I pray peace over the people that send out hatred emails and hatred posts on people and negativity. I pray peace on that, Father. I pray peace on the talk shows, Father, that they thrive off of drama and that negativity. I speak peace over them right now, Father. Let us begin to turn away from those. Let us begin to go back to a society of wholeness and love and peace, Father, with caring, Father, Father, with integrity, Father. Let us move away from this generation of curse that has had us wanting to have anger and peace and violence all the time, Father. Speak peace into it right now, Father. Father, right now, I pray for peace over those that are in the ER right now, Father, that are anxious and they need attention right now, Father. I speak peace over them right now, Father. Peace over their loved ones right now, Father. Peace in the life of those that have lost someone, Father. Peace over them. As we're in this love month right now, Father, I speak peace over those that are focusing on the fact that they may not have someone. Peace, Father, let them know that they have you right now, Father. Let them know that they're people that love them. Let them not get caught up on the traditional of Valentine's and love and things like that, but let them have peace, Father. Father, also, as we're going into Black History Month, Father, let them also understand this is not a month to get up angry and get mad and think about all the bad things that was done to our culture, but let us be able to back in the glory of where you brought us from, Father, and uplift those men and women that sacrificed their life for us, Father. Father, let us begin to have peace in that. Let us see peace in our culture, and let us unite as one, Father. We speak peace on politics. Even as I look in, I look at the political field, and they begin to now launch negative campaign ads, and they're proud of it, Father. I speak peace over this. Let them have a change of heart, Father. We come to you speaking peace over all your children, Father, for we know that you are the Prince of Peace, and you have a peace that you will speak into us that people will not even understand. Grant us that peace, Father. We ask this in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Quinn.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. People of God, let me just share a little bit of information with you. Peace has been understood within the Christian complex, the Christian tradition, to imply much more than the absence of conflict. In the Old Testament writings, peace can mean a state of rest and well-being. And as we critique the scriptures, we understand in Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 27th through the 30th verses, it says, all things, Jesus is speaking, he says, all things have been committed to me by my Father. And this is the New International Version. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those whom the Son chooses to reveal him. And then he says in the 28th verse, he says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me or from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We must understand that in speaking and talking about peace, peace can mean for us a state of rest and well-being. Many of us on our day-to-day jobs, in and out, we are seeking peace. In our relationships, we are seeking peace. We're seeking rest and well-being in our relationships. We are seeking rest in our daily communications with one another, in our physical as well as spiritual. We are seeking rest. Or it could refer to a state of concord amongst individuals and communities. We must understand today as we pray for peace that we're praying for communities and individuals, that we come together with one accord, that we get on the same task, we get on the same plan, we come together in a greater effort to bring peace to this world. Finally, peace can be the equivalent to salvation. You have to understand that peace can also mean salvation in the sense that where one has not known Christ or come into relationship with Christ, that they now are familiarized or come into a knowledge of Christ, therefore their soul is at peace, wherewith or wherein we will be restored to the state of well-being that God intended for us. When Paul urges those within the church to live at peace with one another, his exhortations are colored by a religious connotation of peace. You have to understand, as Pastor has already pointed out to us, in Philippians, the 4th chapter, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known or made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You have to understand, when you have peace with God, everything doesn't seem as big as you make it out to be. When you have the peace that God bestows upon your life, your situations don't seem so big. Your trials and your tribulations, you're all right with them. You'll go through them because you understand that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. When you go through your tests and your trials, and you go through and you have the peace of God, you understand that, yea, though you have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. Why? Because his rod and his staff is with you. They comfort you. He's walking with you. He's guiding you. God is with you. That's when you know that you are in right relationship with God, that you are in right communication and connection with God. I can go further. In Romans, the 13th chapter, Paul gives us another example. He says, let no debt remain outstanding. You got to get this today. You got to get this today because it's so important. Matter of fact, I'm going to read for you the King James Version. It says, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Understand this, that when you have peace with God, you have peace with everyone around you. When you have peace with God, you have peace with your neighbor. No Christian, no believer of God could leave their house in the morning with an attitude for their brother if they've already communicated with God. You got to learn to let that thing go. Today, when you go on your job or when you are walking in your way and someone has despitefully used you and abused you, you look at that person and say, because I found peace with God, I found peace with you. Therefore, I can move on. I can live better. I can dream bigger because I found peace. Number one, I found peace with God. And then number two, I found peace with you. Understand this, dear people of God, and then we're going to get into our prayer. Understand this. You must understand that when you have peace with God, you have peace with your fellow man. Romans, 2 Corinthians 13, it talks about rejoicing, aiming for reconciliation, comfort with one another, agreeing with one another, to live in peace. There's so much conflict happening in our world, but when we come together and first learn to live in the peace of God, then we will realize the peace with one another. Recently, the concept of peace has also assumed great importance in social ethics. True peace cannot be equated with the absence of strife. Understand this. Just because you're seeking peace or a more peaceful life does not necessarily mean that you will be absent from trial and tribulation. You'll still have to go through things. You'll still be rocked with turmoil. You'll still be rocked with strife. Rather, it necessarily requires justice and the good of order that flows from right relationship amongst people and persons. Understand this, that when you are living in peace, when you are living in the peace of God, it does not exempt you from having to go through things. But what the peace of God will do, it will bring justice and good order to your relationship, meaning that whatever you are going through, whatever strife that you are going through in your life with your brother or your sister, it won't last forever. It won't last always. Why? Because of your peace with God. That thing will come into order. God is promising you today, people of God, that all things are going to come into order. What does his word say? He says, all things work together for the good of those that love him, those who are called according to his purpose. So understand this. Your purpose with God is a peaceful purpose. The love of God is that he will show his peace towards you, and not only his peace towards you, but that he will show his peace in your life, that his peace that is working within you will exude and will seep out of you and into your relationships. So it is at this time that we look towards heaven in prayer for peace. God, we thank you today. We bless your name and we lift you up, Lord. We realize there is none like you. You created the heavens and the earth. And Lord, we marvel. We marvel in your glory. We marvel in your creation, Lord, because we understand that you are the creator and we are the creation. And so, God, we thank you today. Lord, we call to order all of those things that are unorganized. We call to order today, Lord, all of those things that are unpeaceful, to bring them into right standing before you, Lord. We pray right now for peaceful relationships, Lord, that you mend broken hearts, Lord, that you bond back together brotherhoods and sisterhoods that have fallen apart and have fallen, Lord, to the way, to the side. And we ask right now, God, that you bring about a more peaceful relationship amongst brothers and sisters, people of God, believers in Christ. Because we understand, Lord, we understand today, God, that we cannot have peace with you if we don't have peace with one another. So, Lord, create in us a heart and renew the right spirit in us, Lord, that allows us to love each other more and become more peaceful with each other. Help us to understand today, God, that if we have the peace of you inside of us, the peace that you have placed in us, Lord, that we must exemplify that peace in our own relationships. Lord, we pray for peace in the world. We understand that we're living in a time now where we're hear of rumors of wars and wars happening. But, Lord, we pray right now for peace, Lord. We pray right now for our government leaders. We pray right now for those that have control over the powers of this nation. Do it right now, Lord. Bring about a world revolution, God, and that we may live in peace, Lord, that we may not have to suffer at the hands of war and see bloodshed, Lord, but that we may live in peace. Then, God, we pray for peace on the home front. We pray for peace, Lord, with our children and with our families. Let our children understand the parents more. Let the parents understand the children more. Bring about peace in the household. Lord, help us that when we go home, that we go back home to a peaceful home. Lord, help us that when we leave our households, Lord, that we're leaving a peaceful home, that we won't have to go home or dread going home to arguments or attitudes, Lord, but that you create a spirit of peace within our homes, that when we lie down at night, we can smile at night and say, Lord, we have this peace with you, and we have this peace with our fellow man. And that also, Lord, that when we rise in the morning, that we can smile and say, God, thank you for the peace that worketh within us, that you have allowed us to share the peace with others that are around us. Then, God, we pray right now for peace in your church. We pray right now, Lord, for peace in leadership, Lord, in the church right now. We understand that the devil wants to divide the body. But, Lord, we're praying right now for peace within the church. Lord, help religious leaders to come together and forget about and forsake ego and come together for the main cause and for your glory, Lord. Help souls come to you, Lord God. We pray right now for peace, Lord, within the church. Help the discombobulation, Lord, to cease in the church, but that we all get with one accord and in one place, Lord, that you may move like never before. We thank you in advance for all these things that you're going to do, Lord. We thank you in advance for the peace that you're going to bring about, the change, the revolution, how you're going to revolutionize our being, how you're going to revolutionize our businesses, how you're going to revolutionize everything that resides within us, Lord, because we understand that when we have peace with you, that you'll bring about peace in all our situations. You said in your word, God, and we believe it right now. You said it in your word, blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the sons and the daughters of God. Then, Lord, you also said in your word in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives it do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. So, God, what we're doing today, we're standing strong on your peace. And we look to heaven and all these things. Amen. Amen. Bless God. Amen. We bless God today, and we thank God for his grace.
Amen. I'm suffering.
Is Pastor back?
Yes, I hit the wrong button. I do apologize, Steve. I was speaking and didn't realize that I wasn't on it. But I want to thank you. Those are wonderful words of inspiration that they needed, and to enlighten the true definitions of peace and understanding what we must do to truly be kingdom seekers and children of God. So this morning, once again, you know, I give you a charge statement, and Pastor Quinn has already given it to you. So I'm just going to reiterate it, and that is go out and speak peace into those individuals. To everyone you come into, speak peace. I can't say it enough. There are people that I know I told you when we did with love to go tell them you love them and forgiveness. Here's the thing. You still ain't talked to those people. You better go out and reach out, send them a text, and tell them you love them and speak peace into their life. I'm charging you with that. God is going to do something for you when you begin to be a peacemaker. It's in his word. It's a promise. He does not lie. I thank you once again. Thank you for sharing this with other people. You know, at the same time, I see more people coming in with prayer requests. Please spread the call to your friends. You never know who this could be a blessing for, who it could be reached out for. You know, and once again, keep Pastor Quinn and myself lifted in prayer as God has us doing some things. I mean, you know, Pastor Quinn is working on his doctoral degree and getting ready. His ministry is getting ready to go to another level. I don't even know if he sees where God is taking him. But he's going to be operating in such a capacity that when you all see him, you'll be like, that was the preacher on the phone on the prayer call. I remember
it. I receive it.
I'm trying to tell you, hear me. You're getting right. Oh, thank you. This is from God. You are now witnessing the birth of what God is about to do something great in his life right now. And I promise you, men and women of God, you want to align yourself with him. And I know pastors don't always say that. They always want to keep it for themselves. But this is the gospel. It ain't about me. It's about the word of God. And I see what God is about to do in his life right now. And God right now. Now, cover him, keep him, and protect him. So, people of God, cover and keep him lifted. Put hedges around him. Keep him lifted daily that he walks according to God, and keep those enemies away and those people that try to distract him, and pray his uplifted, his encouragement, because God is about to do something great in his life. You will find out who Pastor Quinn is, and you will realize it's not about Pastor Quinn. It's about God that's about to move through Pastor Quinn. I say that this morning. Stand on that. And if you need to hear any of these messages again, please go to powerofaithdm.org. You will find the blogs with the scriptures that I will have posted, and you can hear the messages, that the prayers that we've had in the past. Please go there. If you have any questions, any prayers, feel free to Facebook me or and leave a prayer request on the website. Let me know you're standing with us. Thank you, women and men of God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And see you tomorrow morning at 7:00.
Amen. God bless you.